FM Rewind, Foul 88.1.
For now, we're going to get into a conversation about climate change and health. We'll be joined by our guest tonight, Neo Tsotetsi, Doctors Without Borders Climate Engagement Coordinator. That and more is coming up right after this.
You are listening to the Wellness Booth on Vow FM.
Now, as I mentioned, that we will be talking about climate change and how it affects our health. I mean, climate crisis isn't something distant. It's happening around us, and it's affecting our bodies. From longer droughts in the Eastern Cape to heat waves in Gauteng and floods in KZN. I mean, these extreme weather events are not just natural disasters. They are health emergencies. And in this segment, we are looking at how these rising temperatures, changing rainfall patterns, and extreme weather conditions are not only changing our climate, but also impacting our bodies, impacting our health. And as usual, we are joined by a guest from Doctors Without Borders, specializing and, you know, shining a light when it comes to climate engagement and coordination. Well, that is Neo Tsotetsi, Doctors Without Borders Climate Engagement Coordinator. Her research is based on the intersection of climate change and gender. She also focuses on the impact environmental crisis, especially on marginalized, informal, and forgotten communities. She also has continued to build her career in climate advocacy. She is joining us right and direct on the line. Good evening, Neo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, what is climate change in simple and relatable terms?
So climate change basically refers to the long-term shifts in temperature and weather patterns. And really, it's primarily driven by human activities. And these human activities relate to the burning of fossil fuels, right? And so it's the burning of heat-trapping gases. And it's basically the burning of coal, oil, gas, and this contributes to climate change and global warming.
Now, as we speak about climate change and health, how does this affect our health?
I think the most direct impacts, right, of climate change on health is that climate change exacerbates certain extreme weather events. This includes floods, it includes droughts, it includes heat waves. And the most direct impact on our health is injury and it's death. And the indirect impacts, though, for example, with droughts, it relates to malnutrition and food security. The impacts of heat waves lead to death as well, lead to heat stroke, heat fatigue, for example. So I think it's really looking at the direct and the indirect impacts of climate change.
I mean, South Africa is one of the most diverse countries. You go to Limpopo, compared to perhaps KZN, there are higher chances of you experiencing different climates and weather conditions. Is there perhaps a province in particular or variety of provinces that are always prone to certain health conditions and diseases as a result of climate change and weather conditions?
Yes. So, for example, with the Northern Cape, what comes to my mind is the Northern Cape and sort of the heat wave that happened in the Northern Cape in 2023 that resulted in the deaths of, I think it was eight farmers So it's provinces like the Northern Cape where temperatures can get as high as 40 degrees, and outdoor workers are some of the vulnerable or the at risk sort of groups to the health then impacts of climate related hazards such as heat waves. We've also recently seen floods in the Eastern Cape. The Eastern Cape is known, I think, or is prone mostly to droughts, but we are seeing now sort of floods in the Eastern Cape, and the impact that we've seen even this year in June is the death of hundreds of people, as well as the displacement of people.
And I've realized that when you go to other African countries, we get to take time to adapt. Is it easy, perhaps, for us as human beings to easily adapt to a climate to a point where we become immune?
I think there are adaptations or adaptation initiatives in different contexts. Different communities are trying to adapt, right, to sort of the effects of climate change and environmental degradation within their context. And some communities are using sort of traditional or indigenous knowledge to do this as well. Some communities, for example, are starting to, plant different crops at different times because of sort of the changing rainfall patterns. So I think it is definitely possible for communities to adapt. But I think the key thing to also remember is that the communities that are most impacted by climate change are also the ones that have the least ability to adapt. They have the least resources to adapt. So I think communities and people are obviously, adapting. They are changing the way that they farm, for example.
Yeah.
But it is very difficult. It is very difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And during the start of the interview, I spoke about the droughts that have occurred in the Eastern Cape, to heat waves in Gauteng, and floods in the KZN. And I know that as the Doctors Without Borders, you try by all means to respond to certain emergencies. Let's talk about health emergencies. Doctors Without Borders have responded to in recent climate conditions that led to people losing their homes, people losing their loved ones, and people developing certain, diseases as a result of this climate change.
One of the emergencies that Doctors Without Borders has had to respond to was a cyclone in Mozambique. Cyclone Chido hit the northern province of Mozambique, the Cabo Delgado province. This is also a province that currently over the years has experienced a lot of conflict as well. So Cyclone Chido basically killed over 100 people and injured close to about 900 people, and also caused a lot of displacement as well. And so MSF's intervention or response mostly focused on providing psychosocial support to affected communities. And this was through, counseling, individual counseling, group counseling, as well as also training the Ministry of Health and community health workers to be able to provide psychosocial first aid to communities that were affected. So I think really this shows the impact of climate hazards or extreme weather events that are climate related on mental health as well. So it shows really the impacts on mental health. I think patients that MSF teams were consulting, struggled to sleep and experienced quite a lot of trauma from that cyclone. So I think that again kind of shows that link between climate change and health and how climate related hazards are impacting people's health. And I think as well as water and sanitation, a lot of the consultations medical consultations that the MSF teams gave were related to, malaria as well as diarrheal diseases, and this was related to, the flooding and the lack of access to clean water that came with the cyclone.
Yeah. Well, it is Women's Month, and we are shining and celebrating women in particular throughout the month. And as Wellness Booth, it's very important for us to focus on certain health conditions and comorbidities and, challenges that women face, especially from a health perspective. And you've worked in advocacy and research, including looking at climate through a gender perspective. How are women uniquely affected?
So, women are uniquely affected by climate change, I think through different ways, but I think mostly because women are the primary caregivers in their homes. And they take on a lot of responsibilities that relate to, cooking and cleaning. And sometimes when there's, for example, a drought, women are often the ones that need to, travel longer distances to look or find water. And sometimes it is in those journeys where women and young girls can experience, sexual violence, for example. There's also, the mental health impacts as well on women. There's also, I think, a growing now sort of body of research around the health, the impacts of heat on pregnant women and breastfeeding women. I think women are definitely uniquely impacted by climate change, including young girls as well. And I think as well, looking at the sexual and reproductive health impacts of climate change, because during climate related extreme weather events, such as floods, tropical cyclones, for example, this does disrupt the access to certain sexual and reproductive health services and sort of treatment that women may need. So I think that's basically how women are more impacted.
What are some of just for lack of a better word, simple actions or role that youth, especially in various African countries, can take up in order to come up with ways to at least contribute in a positive climate change?
So I think there's maybe starting at a community level. There are initiatives such as planting trees, and I think we've always sort of heard this, and you know, often when you hear something so many times, you might think it's not important or as important anymore, you know, or we don't pay attention to it. But I think those are sort of the more community based initiatives that young people can take within their communities. But I think also there are a lot of civil society groups and organizations that are working at the intersection of climate change and health, for example, at the intersection of climate change and energy, or climate change and food systems. So I think it's also, you know, maybe identifying those and participating in them, you know, and sort of sharing their experiences, sharing their views as well. And often then civil society groups and civil society organizations are able to come together, and you know, they're able to then shape or influence climate action agendas and sort of climate policies at the national, regional, and even international level.
Amazing. Any call to action from Doctors Without Borders, especially to the public, health workers, and policymakers?
Really, I think our call to action is that the health of the most at-risk communities needs to be protected. It needs to be safeguarded. And not enough is being done to protect the most vulnerable communities that have contributed the least to the climate crisis. And so I think to health professionals, it's for them to continue, you know, amplifying sort of the impacts of climate change on health, and raising, you know, awareness on those to their patients within their spaces, within the health spaces, but to other sectors as well. And obviously then to policymakers, I think we've seen a sort of failure to deliver, right, on commitments to curb greenhouse gas emissions. And I think there needs to be a lot more ambition in terms of this. And and sort of our health policies as well, we need to start looking at this link between climate change and health within our policies.
Well, as South Africa, we'll be going through a seasonal change from winter to spring. And I think it's very important for you to advise young people on how to protect themselves health-wise as we move or perhaps progress from the winter to the spring season. How would you advise young people to protect themselves?
Yes, so we're going to move into the spring season, into the summer season, and obviously temperatures are going to start going, you know, increasing. It will get hotter, and probably towards later in the year, some areas, some provinces may experience heat waves. Some provinces may experience heavy rainfall that could lead to floods. I think it will be important for young people to understand how heat impacts their health, how heat can cause, you know, heat stroke, for example, and be able to identify those symptoms in themselves and take the necessary actions or precautions. But I think even just the people around them as well, right? So to just sort of understand that there are some vulnerable groups. Children, for example, are vulnerable. The elderly, people living with certain health conditions may also be more vulnerable to the impacts of heat. So I think it's, and there's also communication that the Department of Health often sends out sort of key messages. So I think it's really, my advice would be for young people to be aware of that and to be aware of the precaution or precautionary actions that they can take, but also around people around them as well.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nell Tsotetsi, Doctors Without Borders Climate Engagement Coordinator. For those who'd like to perhaps get hold of Doctors Without Borders and do more research, especially those who'd like to contribute, how can they do that?
They can go on to our website. It is msf.org.za, and all our information is on there on the work that we do and how they can contribute.
All right. Once again, Nell, appreciate your time and thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Nell Tsotetsi, Doctors Without Borders Climate Engagement Coordinator. Her research is based on the intersection of climate change and gender. She also did research on the impact environmental crises have on marginalized, informal and forgotten communities. She joined us to talk about climate change and health. Very important for us to pay attention to our health, especially how it is affected by climate change.
FM Rewind, Vowel 88.1.